More support for Ukraine. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Our message is clear. NATO stands with Ukraine for as long as it takes.
The NATO chief, Jens Stoltenberg, as G7 nations, including the U.S., also offer assurance they will not waver on a second day of Russian airstrikes on multiple Ukrainian cities. Meantime, officials in one recently reclaimed city confirming more than 50 bodies found in a mass grave. A spokesman says President Biden is willing to discuss lawmakers' concerns about the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia. There's been some bipartisan criticism over OPEC's oil production cut. New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez, who chairs the Foreign Relations Committee, says Saudi Arabia is helping to underwrite Russia's war in Ukraine. The U.S. Supreme Court will not consider whether a fetus is entitled to constitutional rights.
Two mothers joined a Catholic group in a lawsuit filed on behalf of their unborn children, challenging Rhode Island's law codifying abortion protections in Roe v. Wade. Lower courts rejected the suit, finding the fetuses did not have proper legal standing. The Supreme Court has declined to hear an appeal. The Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade over the summer, allowing states to enforce strict abortion limits. Other states are considering abortion protection legislation.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. The high court also turning away an appeal from lawyers for convicted church shooter Dylan Roof. They were challenging his death sentence in South Carolina. Closing arguments at the sentencing trial for Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz, who killed 17 people in 2018. Prosecutors rejecting defense claims about Cruz's childhood, including fetal alcohol issues.
The defendant does not have any neurocognitive deficits.
Assistant State's Attorney Mike Sack. That's also questioning sexual abuse claims. Cruz could face the death penalty. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
4 weeks to the midterms, an October surprise from someone who's not running, a former presidential hopeful who's switching parties.
She sought the Democratic nomination for president in 2020. Now she's leaving the left in the dust.
I'm calling on my fellow common sense, independent-minded Democrats to join me in leaving the Democratic Party.
That from her Twitter page at Tulsi Gabbard. The former Democratic congresswoman from Hawaii has been slamming the Democrats and President Biden, accusing them of escalating tensions with Moscow, and says she's no longer on board with a party she claims is under the influence of a small group.
An elitist cabal of warmongers who are driven by cowardly wokeness, who divide us by racializing every issue and stoking anti-white racism.
Gabbard's next move is not clear. CJ Papa, Fox News.
China facing another flare-up of COVID, just as the Chinese Communist Party prepares to meet next week, expected to hand President Xi an unprecedented third term.
While the numbers are relatively low, new cases are spiking across China, prompting many local authorities to tighten controls on movement. Nearly 5% of China's gross domestic product is said to be negatively affected. Schools in the central Chinese city of Xi'an have canceled their classes. The measures follow a national holiday during which, one expert said, the COVID situation deteriorated materially. Ahead of the Communist Congress, government authorities have affirmed their super strict zero COVID policies. Critics call them draconian and an example of Xi's hyper control of Chinese society. In London, Greg Palcott, Fox News.
She was a veteran of film, TV, and Broadway. Actor Eileen Ryan has died. She was 94. Maybe not a household name, but her sons will ring a bell. Actors Sean and Christopher Penn and musician Michael Penn. She acted with her sons in some of her films, including At Close Range. The date set for a coronation in Britain, Buckingham Palace says it'll be May 6th to crown King Charles. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.